就等于我们先看一处的圣经。
First and foremost, let us read the Bible verses here.
以前看过的，在启示录22章13节。
We have read this before in Revelation.
22章13节。
Chapter 22, verse 13.
Yeah. 启示录22章13节。
Revelation 22:13.
我是阿法，我是欧米伽，我是首先的，我是末后的，我是初，我是终。I
am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last.
我们有一点点的祷告。Let
us pray.
主啊，我们再次来到你的面前。Lord,
we come before you.
主啊，求你开我们的眼睛。Open
our eyes, Lord.
主啊，叫我们看见在你心中那美好的旨意。To
see the good purpose that is in your heart.
主啊，愿你
Lord, that you would capture our entire being.
好叫我们一生紧紧来跟随你。
That we follow you, our whole life.
愿主在这段时间里面，主啊向我们心中说话。
Lord, that you use this time to speak to our hearts.
好叫我们看见你在我们身上旨意是何等的美好和荣耀。
To see how beautiful and how glorious your purpose is in our lives.
主啊，我们谢谢你，祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。Lord,
we thank you and pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，这边主讲到他是阿法，是欧米伽。Here
the Lord says that He is the Alpha and the Omega.
这是我之前已经提到过的。I
mentioned this before.
我答应大家哈，这个今年是我最后一次讲阿法欧米伽。I
promise you, this year will be the last time I'll be speaking on Alpha and Omega.
This year.
This year.
<笑><笑>好，所以在我讲的过程当中呢，可能有一些是我在不同场合提到过的。So
in the process, you know, that I speak to you, there are some that I mentioned before.
所以一个方面是我个人一些的限制，因为我的认识对主的经历就是这么多。On
one hand, it's of my limit, my experience before the Lord is only this little.
然后另外一方面，我想有些事情我们需要主在我们心中做复习。And
on another hand, we need the Lord to keep reviewing to us, revise.
对，另外一个原因我要回到这一点上，是因为常见弟兄的交通。
Another reason why I have to talk about this again is because of Brother Chang's fellowship.
等一下我会提到，因为我感觉他与我们的一个交通呢，就是。 阿法欧米伽当中的欧米伽，我等下再解释。
His sharing with us, I feel you know, it's on the part, the portion omega.
对，如果当中我提到一些的见证，是我个人或是可能跟有一些的事情哈，可能是弟兄姊妹有经历到。
Some things that I'm going to mention, maybe it's my own my experience. Some you probably have experienced too.
对，如有雷同的话，就当做是彼此的勉励。And
if it's similar to, you know, if it's the same, exactly the same, you know, we'll just encourage each other.
Okay, 好。那个在启示录是圣经最后一卷书。The
Revelation is the last book in the Bible.
在这卷书里面呢，我们的主有一个非常重大的启示。
There is a great revelation.
所以他从启示录第一章，然后在 到最后一章的时候，他提到好几次。
From the first chapter to the end, many times he had mentioned.
他说他是阿法，他是欧米伽。
That he is the Alpha and Omega.
他是那个开头，他也是那个终了。
He is the beginning and he is the end.
所以我在之前提过那个阿法。
I mentioned on Alpha.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在我们的这个基督徒身上有一个很重要的任务。
There's an important mission in our person, just as a Christian.
这个任务哈，就是把我们的主是什么样的主呢？把它表现出来。This
mission, this responsibility is to testify who He is.
所以呢，当我们的主说到他是阿法是欧米伽的时候，When
our Lord says that He is the Alpha and Omega,
然后我们要做主的见证。We
have to be His testimony.
我们就必须把他是阿法欧米伽。 见证出来。
So we have to testify that he is the Alpha and Omega.
所以我们要怎么见证他是 Alpha, 他真的是 Alpha Omega 呢？
How do we testify that he is the Alpha and the Omega?
所以在那个我之前有提到 Alpha 的事情。
I mentioned things on Alpha.
所以我们要有个愿意的心哈，让我们的主在我们凡事上面做我们的起头。
That we have to have a heart that in all things, he is the one that initiates.
他实在是巴不得在我们每件事上做我们的起头，那个开头。
That in all things that is related to us, he is the beginning of it all.
所以当他开头呢，他要成就他的工作。
When he begins, he will accomplish his work.
并且在他的心中哈，如果不是他开头的话，这件事情就在他之外。
And because in his heart that if he's not the one that begins it, this matter is it's outside of him.
也就是说，如果这件事情不是主开头的话，对他来讲就没有价值，也没有意义。
That this thing, this matter, if he did not initiate it, he did not begin it, then to him there is it is of no value.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们很需要有一个渴慕的心。我们愿主成为我们生活当中的 Alpha。
That we have to have this desire that the Lord is the Alpha of our lives.
今天我不会讲太多道理。
I'm not going to speak a lot of
doctrine.
Doctrine.
对，我也许有一点点的操练。
Just some exercises.
那个最，我想我跟某些弟兄姊妹提过，最近在学一个事情。
I mentioned to some brothers and sisters lately have been learning something.
对，有时候当我讲到一个圣经上的事情的时候，我是在感觉，我还要一直在学习。
Sometimes when in a way speak about something of the Bible, I feel I have more need to exercise.
对，怎么让主成为我们生活当中的 Alpha?
How does the Lord become the Alpha of our lives?
所以这个是在我们的祷告上面去操练。
To exercise it in our prayer.
特别是哈。在属灵的事情上面，基本上每件事情应该都从祷告开始。
Especially in the matter of spiritual things, everything should begin with prayer.
对，因为在祷告当中呢，我们能够知道神的旨意在哪里。
Because in prayer we can know the will of God.
那过去，对，我想我也是一直在学习。
I've been learning in the past.
对，过去当我在祷告的时候，当一件事情来的时候。然后我就想说，这个事情要这样祷告，就赶快祷告。
That something arises, I have to pray, and I'll just pray this way.
然后当一个人生病的时候，我就祷告说这个生病应该要赶快好。
When this person is sick, I'll just pray that the illness will go and the person will get recover.
然后当一个事情来的时候，我们求主说这个事情给我恩典，能够度过去。
That something arises again, and I say, no, God, give me grace that I will be able to get through this.
然后最近主教我要有点改变。
The Lord is teaching me lately to have change of attitude.
对，当我祷告的时候，主说你应该问一下我该怎么祷告。
When in prayer, you should be asking me, how should I pray?
你要祷告什么
？What am I going to pray?
所以我就学，当我碰到一个事情是生病。
So I start to learn, a matter of sickness.
然后我就问主说，我们不是就很正常说生病就应该要赶快求主病好，对不对
？It's only natural for us to say, if you're sick, then it's good to ask the Lord to get you better faster.
弟兄姊妹，我问一个问题，你真的一定是要这样祷告吗
？I ask brothers and sisters, do you really pray like this?
所以我比如说有人生病的时候，真的一定要祷告他就赶快好吗
？When a person is sick, do we really ask the Lord, to have the person well quickly?
所以现在就学习说，当一个事情来的时候，主啊，我应该祷告什么？我应该怎么祷告
？So lately I've been learning, when something arises, I ask the Lord, how should I pray about this?
所以其实那个大卫就是这样子。
David was like that.
当他去攻打敌人的时候，这个敌人本来就应该好好打一打，对不对
？When he's going to fight his foe, this enemy here, should be you should give a good fight.
然后他，但是他求问主说：“我是不是可以去打
？”But he speaks before the Lord. Should I go and fight?
然后当那个敌人被打败打那个溃散之后
when the enemy was beaten down,
我们这总是应该这个乘胜追击，把他们这个把完全解决掉是最好。
We should just do away with them completely.
对，但是他求问主说，我是不是可以去追他们？
But he speak before the Lord, can I go forth and go after them?
对，所以我想今天是给弟兄姊妹一个建议。
I'm suggesting to brothers and sisters.
当你碰到事情的时候，你赶快问主说，主啊，这件事情我应该怎么祷告？
When something arises, you should ask the Lord. In this matter, how should I pray?
对，我跟一些弟兄姊妹提过。
I've mentioned to some brothers and sisters.
前一阵子我们有一个福音聚会。
We have a gospel meeting.
每次福音聚会的时候，我想如果我们有祷告的话。
Every gospel meeting, if we do pray.
然后我们总是祷告说，主啊，这个让朋友的心能够归向你，然后我们求主这话语能够拯救更多的人。
We pray that the Lord that for these friends to come can turn their hearts to you and then the Lord to save more souls.
我想这个祷告是好的，是好的。
I think this prayer is good.
但是我这次就学习说，主啊，这边有个福音聚会，我应该怎么祷告？
But this time I try to learn before the Lord, there is a gospel meeting here, how should I pray?
所以礼拜五是福音聚会，那礼拜天的时候主给我一个感觉。
Friday is the meeting and on the Sunday before the Lord gave me put a burden in my heart.
他说你应该祷告那天有人信主。
You should pray that someone will be saved that day.
我就想说这个真的可以有人信主吗？
I said, really? Really? One would be saved?
万一没有人信主怎么办？
What if nobody was saved that day?
但不管了，反正主给我一个感觉说 你要祷告说那天有人信主。
But the Lord put this in my heart to pray for one to be saved.
所以 那几天当中我就试着这样祷告。
So the next few days, I learned and I prayed this way and one was saved.
然后对，我就对不起，这是我一点的个人的事情见证。
These are some of my testimony.
对，听过的话就请不要介意。OK， 那个我最近这段时间做在公司的工作上面做那个，我可能提过，就是做那个刷卡机。
Lately, at work, I've been doing this project is on all the swiping machine, right?
那个 credit card. Yeah.
Yeah.
然后这个是不有点不太容易，因为放到那个店里面真的去用。
It's not been easy because this is to be put into the store for trial.
然后整家店全部都换掉。
They changed all the machines in the stores.
然后我碰到几个很大的问题。
There are some major problems that I came to.
对，然后在当中的一个问题哈，
There was one，
是我就是有一天晚上哈，当有人告诉我说有一个店哈，有一个地方有一个机器出了一个问题。
Where there was this one machine, one problem was right there at the machine.
然后那天晚上的时候我就去查看一下。
So that night, I went to take a look.
然后我一看到那个问题的时候，我就全身冰凉。
When I saw that problem, I was all cold.
就是说这个问题我早就知道有这个问题了。
I knew ahead of time that there was this problem.
在我们那个实验室里面呢，我已经看过这个问题。
I've seen the same problem in the lab.
但是在那个，但是那是因为有一个延迟的时间哈，让在那个系统上面有个延迟的时间，所以让整个那个收银机的系统全部就 free down 在那边。
So there was a time of delay in that in the system, so the registry just freeze.
Register. 对。然后那个当我在几个月前就开始去找这个问题的时候，我知道有这个问题，但我解决不了。
A few months back, I found this problem and I tried to solve it, but I couldn't.
但是呢，我就假设说，我就一厢情愿假设说，我们在实验室里面哈，这个延迟时间太长了。那个，但是在实际的店里面呢，延迟时间不会这么长。
But I assume in the lab maybe the delay was longer, but in actual when we practice having it in the store, it will be shorter.
所以我想说，这个那解决不了，可能没问题。反正那个店里面那个速度快嘛，应该就没问题。
So even though I didn't stop the problem, I assumed that you know in the store the delay time is really short, so it shouldn't cause any problem.
所以当我看到那个问题的时候，我就说完蛋了。
When I saw the problem, I was like, this is it.
然后当第二天早上的时候，他们再去试的时候呢，他说好多台都已经开始。
So the next morning when they went to try, many of the register, they start freezing.
对，okay. 但在那个之前哈，我那天啊有点睡不好。
The night before, I didn't have a good sleep.
对，因为有些问题，这个重大问题解决不了的话，就很麻烦，可能整个事情就完全失败。
So some problems are very big, so you know it could cost the whole trial to fail.
然后那天早晨的时候，我在睡梦当中，我就反正睡不太好，就祷告。
So in the morning, you know, kind of very dreamy, I couldn't sleep, so I started to pray.
然后我说主，你最近教我怎么祷告？那我说我请问你，我这件事情该怎么祷告？
I told the Lord, I said, you have been teaching me what you know on prayer, you know, so this matter, Lord, how should I pray?
因为我每次祷告这种事情，一定祷告说主啊，你赶快一定要帮助我啊，这个恩典一定要让我够用了，我一定能够过去这样子。
Every time I came across this kind of problem, I would pray, Lord, you know, your grace will be sufficient and will carry me through. You've got to solve this problem.
所以当我在那边寻求的时候，主给我一个感觉，一个感动。
When I was seeking the Lord put this in my heart.
他就很清楚感动，他说这个事情可以平安的过去。
It was very clear that.You know, this matter will pass on peacefully.
我还不相信呢，这个怎么可能？
I couldn't believe. You know, how could this be?
然后我说主啊，你这个确定吗？这个可能是我自己幻想出来的。
I said, Lord, are you sure? Am I imagining this?
所以我问了好几次，但总是说这件事情要平安的过去。
I asked a few times. Each time, you know, he said, you know, if this will pass on, really good.
然后我说感谢主，那平安过去，那我就。继续睡觉。
So if the Lord say, you know, this thing will go smoothly, and peacefully, then I can go back to bed.
所以当我在那天上班的时候，九点钟开始，我就把这个全身绷紧，来看看这个事情了。
So at night, when I get to work, I got myself ready for this problem.
对，因为那时候已经开始报告说，他们再去测试的时候，已经开始好多台荡在那里。
That was the time where, you know, they said, you know, each register that was tested was frozen.
然后我好像讲太长了，这个。然后当我再去，我跟一个同事讨论。
So I was discussing with my coworker.
我说这个事情哈，好像没有办法解决。
I say that this thing, you know, it seems to be not solvable.
但是可能只有一个可能性，要把这两个事情把它错开。
Maybe we could, you know, put these two things, you know, they can separate them, kind of staggered.
对，它是这边这个东西有在延迟，所以这个东西它就回不来，是这个情况，所以要把这两个错开。
One was delayed because of the other, so they have to be separated.
对，我说，对，这是唯一的出路，但是你知道吗？这个我们要改我们的程序，这个很难的。
This might be the only way, but to change our
那个部分写的不太好。
Just to change that programming right there is really difficult.
对，就是说每次有这个什么特别的程序的改动啊，这部分都是一个很重要的这个 project， 要这边好好计划规划设计，然后最后测试，要花好多个时间才能够改动。
There are many steps and process that is involved in just changing one little thing there.
我说主啊，这个你自己答应我的，我现在继续做。
I said, Lord, you have promised me, so I'll continue to work.
然后主就给我一个很清楚，我不晓得为什么，给我一个很清楚的头脑，然后在那边找这个插空隙。
But the Lord gave me a very clear mind that I can find where to point me to the right place.
然后我觉得我好像找到了，然后我说，哎，好像可以很快可以把它改动。
So it seemed like very quickly I could change.
所以我九点开始查。
At night I started looking into it.
然后到了十一点多的时候，哎，我说我写好了。
At 11, I finished rewriting.
然后自己的测试好像可以耶。
And the testing went through.
然后之后把它弄起来，然后到了下午之后，再整个他们正式的再测试一次。
So I put it together and they tested it in the afternoon.
然后他们说好像没问题，那我当天晚上就把它放到店里面。
So there was no problem, and so that evening they put it into the stores.
然后心中很紧张，第二天还真的没有问题。
I was very anxious, but indeed, the next day there was everything went smoothly.
弟兄姊妹，这是主的阿法。
Brothers and sisters, this is the Lord's being the Alpha.
对，一件事情你问他，我这件事情该怎么做？
When we ask the Lord in this matter, how should I go about doing it?
有的时候我们，对，有的时候我们问题是没有去祷告，这是一个问题。
Our problem many times is that we do not go to pray.
但当你去祷告的时候，你要知道主这件事情的阿法在哪里。
When you go to pray, you have to know what is the Alpha in this matter.
当主给我们阿法的时候呢，他就必定成就。
When the Lord gave us the Alpha, then He will accomplish it.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个小小的操练。对不起，我讲太长。This
is a small exercise. I'm sorry, I went too long.
Okay, 这是阿法。This
is Alpha.
我也提过曾经提过 Omega.
I've also mentioned Omega.
弟兄姊妹，记不记得那个 Omega？ 我们这些人的 Omega 是什么？
What is to us? What is Omega?
我们有一天呢，成为我们主的心腹，羔羊的心腹。
That will be the bride of the Lamb.
所以我们有一天要许配给我们的主。
That will be betrothed to the Lord.
所以今天哈，主的 Omega 在我们身上，它的就是它的在我们身上的目的。
The Omega of the Lord is His purpose in us.
我们要成为那个 Omega.
To become that Omega.
我们记得我们要一个单纯渴慕的心完全属于主。
We have to have this desire in our hearts and simplicity and purity to belong to the Lord.
然后我们成为一个他心中一个宝贵的心腹贵重的器皿能够许配给他。
That we are, a precious vessel to be betrothed to the Lord.
这是主要在我们身上成就的事。
This is what the Lord is to accomplish in us.
所以我觉得我有一些未尽的话，可能大家希望能够进入这个 Omega.
I really hope we can enter into this Omega.
比如说哈，现在是今年 2012 年的年底，对不对？
We are at the end of the year.
请问，你觉得主在我们身上的 Omega 有没有被成就？
Do you feel that the Lord has accomplished that Omega in us?
当主给我们这个一年的时间 2012年
He gave us this year 2012
然后我们经过了这一年了
We have gone through this entire year
然后当我们回头看的时候
When we look back
主其实在我们身上给我们这一年时间 祂有祂的心意
He has given this year to us and He has His purpose
祂要成就在我们这个人的身上
To accomplish in us
所以当我们想说 主要成就这个 Omega 年底已经到了，有没有在我身上成就？
When we think that you know the Lord is going to accomplish this Omega in us, you know it's already at the end of the year. Has it been accomplished?
对，我也感谢主。我上次讲不清楚的地方，那个我觉得常念弟兄讲了很多很好的信息。
Brother Chang has covered the really good message that I have not been able to share with you.
那个。 其实常常经常讲的一些的地方，我觉得那个就是对我来讲就是 Omega。
Our brother's fellowship, really, to me, that is the Omega.
我们看一下那个哥林多后书。
We'll look at 2 Corinthians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章的第七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
哥林多后书四章七到十二节
Verses 7 through 12
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里要显明这莫大的能力是出于神不是出于我们我们四面受敌却不被困住心里作难却不致失望遭逼迫却不被丢弃打倒了却不致死亡身上藏带着耶稣的死使耶稣的身也显明在我们身上因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地 使耶稣的身在我们这必死的身上显明出来，这样看来，你是在我们身上发动，身却在你们身上发动。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then, death work in us, but life in you.
然后16到18,
16-18.
所以我们不丧胆, 外底虽然毁坏, 内心却一天心似一天, 我们这至战至亲的苦楚, 为要成就我们极重无比的荣, 永远的荣耀, 原来我们不是顾念所见的, 乃是顾念所不见的, 因为所见的是暂时的, 所不见的是永远的。
For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, work for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Okay.
I really want to speak to you on Omega at this end of the year.
对，当我们看见真的明白Omega的时候呢， 我们在很多发生的事情上， 我就知道它有它的目的。
When we truly know Omega, then we know that everything that happens around us, there is its purpose.
有些事情发生在你我的身上， 就有了解释。
And some things that happen in your life, in my life, would have explanation.
我们就慢慢明白为什么主要在我们你我的身上。
Then we will understand why the Lord let these things happen in our lives.
因为神是有目的的神。
Because God is a God of purpose.
他这样子带领我们呢, 他是为了达到那个Omega, 他才这样带领我们。
He leads us this way to lead us to the Omega.
所以当我们常年弟兄在交通第四章的时候,
When Brother Chang fellowship with us chapter 4,
你要看到哈, OK, 我们有个宝贝放在瓦器里, 对不对?
We have this treasure in earthen vessels.
然后这个瓦器, 经过了一些事情。
This earthen vessel went through something.
他说这个瓦器有四面受敌, 心里作难, 遭逼迫等等。
He said, it says here, you know, that this vessel was troubled on every side, you know, was persecuted, perplexed,
okay.
Cast down.
OK. 所以到了第十节呢, 他说这些瓦器经过的事情呢, 有一个目的。
But in the verse 10, it says here that these earthen vessels, the things that they have went through, has a purpose.
这个目的呢, 就是第十节的第二句话, 使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
The purpose is that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body.
所以同样第十一节啊, 他说, 这些瓦器经过这些事情呢的目的呢，同样使耶稣的身在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
Again, that these earthen vessels went through all these things, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh.
所以当这个瓦器经过好些的事情，
When the earthen vessels been through a lot of many things,
我们有时候不明白为什么这个瓦器要经过这些事情。
Sometimes we do not understand why these earthen vessels have to go through all these.
但是他这边告诉我们说, 这些事情的目的就是那个Omega。
But it tells us here the purpose of these things is the Omega.
他要让耶稣的生命在我们身上显明出来。
That the life of Jesus might be manifest in our body.
所以到了那个16节那边,
So in verse 16,
他说我们经过这些事情有时候真的是丧胆啊。
It says that, you know, when we went through all these, we would have faint.
但是我们可以不丧胆。
For which cause we faint not.
所以我们在那个外体毁坏, 然后里面心思一天的过程当中,
that in this process where our outward man perish and our inward man renew day by day.
对,这个外体哈, 其实就是外面的人, 就是我们这个老我。
This outward man is our old man.
就是我们的老我, 我们的肉体, 我们的老亚当, 我们的己。
Our flesh, our old Adam and our self.
然后这个外面会慢慢毁坏。
This outward man will perish.
然后那个内心呢, 就是讲到里面的人。
This inward man.
就是我们里面这个新的生命, 就是我们主在我们里面, 给我们的新造的生命。
This new life, the new life that the Lord has put in us.
感觉却是一天新似一天。
It's renewed day by day.
所以当这些事情发生的时候呢，是苦楚。
And though these things that you know come, you know they are afflictions.
啊，这些苦楚有一个目的。
But it has a purpose.
是十七节讲的，要成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
It's to work for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
所以当我们弟兄交通这件事情的时候，其实这个事情就是神要的 Omega。
When our brother fellowship these things, it's what the Lord wants, the Omega.
就是他要在我们身上成就一个有分量的荣耀。
That he wants to accomplish in us, that is of measurable glory.
然后那个荣耀却是看不见。
You can't see it.
就是你不是外面肉眼看得见的。
Not with your physical eyes that you can see it.
但是看不见，但是却是永远。
But yet it's eternal.
弟兄姊妹可能还是有点抽象。
It's still probably a little abstract.
所以我在那个我们家最近做那个厨房的整修 remodel.
We're remodeling our kitchen recently.
对，我发现就可能不是所有的姊妹啊。
Maybe not all sisters.
对，我发现姊妹们可能她们喜欢那个，比如说钻石啊、宝石啊，这个红宝石等等。
Maybe sisters they like diamonds, precious stones, ruby.
就这些石头的。
All these stones.
对，我发现不仅这些宝石，还有另外一种石头，她们也蛮喜欢。
Not just these stones, they like other stones too.
就是那个大理石。
The marble.granite
对大
granite
对他们也蛮喜欢的，所以呢这个厨房嘛，我们当然是稍微有点老旧。
Our kitchen is kind of old.
所以呢这个大理石很漂亮，很好，对不对
？Granite is looks good and it's good.
所以真的希望能够把这个厨房上面那个盖住的这块部分呢，把它换成大理石。
And hopes of changing the countertop to granite.
所以我就想，哎呀，你把这个老旧的这个柜子啊，上面盖的新的大理石，好像也怪怪的。
Well, if you were to cover these old cabinets with granite, it's kind of awkward.
对，所以你要换新的大理石，我觉得你就应该把下面那个旧的柜子也换掉。
So I feel, you know, if you were to change the countertop to granite, then you know, you also change the cabinet too.
但是因为你那个柜子呢，下面压着那个旧的地板。
But because the old cabinets are on top of the old floor flooring.
对，你柜子换新的，那个地板还是那边老旧，你又换地板很麻烦，你应该。
But because you know, if you were to change all what's on top, then you know, if in the future you want to change the flooring, it will be really difficult. And might as well just change the flooring too.
对，然后当你换柜子的时候，那个墙壁那个覆盖的地方，那个位置不一定完全一样，对不对
？You know, when you change the cabinets, you know, whatever the in the back, the walls, you know, are not always the same. You know, the cover.
所以旧的颜色露出来的话，那个墙壁那个。还是要全部重
刷。So there are old paints and new, you know, and stuff that's in the back. So you have to repaint your kitchen.
对，所以如果你厨房的那个地板换掉的话，你那个接到那个 family room 那间那个地板也很旧了。
So when you change your kitchen flooring, the part of the family room, that part of it was is kind of old feel.
对，结果最后。全部都换掉。
So in the end, it's, you know, not just the kitchen, the family room's flooring changed too.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要有一个新的哈，那个旧的要全部拆掉。
So brothers and sisters, if we want something that's new, we have to tear away all the old.
然后，其实，在装修的时候，我有点紧张，因为我们改动了一些的设计。
So in the process of the renovation, I was a little worried because we changed, you know, some of the design.
对，然后我感觉那个新的设计好，在那个洗碗的地方呢，会非常的狭小。
I feel the new design of the kitchen, it will be very kind of crowded around the sink.
但是我看那些那个来做工的这些做工的这些工人呢，他们不太担心。
But the workers who are here during the work, they're not worried about it.
他说一定很好，一定很好。
They say, you know, it's going to be fine.
对，所以这些，这其实我们弟兄用过，就是这些的工人哈，他们里面有个 omega。
Our brother has shared with us that these workers they have the omega in them.
就是说，当他们在那个看那个空空的这个全部拆掉的地方的时候，他们里面。知道最后 omega 的情况。
Even though you know it was kind of they knocked down the whole kitchen, they could visualize you know what the omega is going to be.
所以呢，在这个过程当中呢，好像先拆掉了，好像经过一些很乱的情况。
Even though you know in the process it was tear down and very it's all a mess.
但是到了最后的时候，你会发现哇，这个结果非常的好。
But in the end, it was very good.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的主在我们身上的目的也是如此。
Brothers and sisters, the purpose and that God has on us is the same.
就是说，有的时候我们看见一个事情哈，我们总是看见外面。
Many times when we see things, we always see the outside of it.
但是主有一个目的哈，他要把一个很贵重的东西制作在我们里面。
But his purpose is to make one that is precious into us.
然后他有个目的，要让耶稣的生命在我们里面很美好的彰显出来。
He wants the life of Jesus to be manifest in us.
所以那是我们弟兄他用一个词叫做分量。
So our brother that time used a word called measure.
比如说哈，那个四面受敌。
For example, troubled on every side.
这个四面受敌哈，就好像人的出路被堵住了。
It's like man's way out has been blocked.
好像你就像你那个以色列人过红海。
Just like when the Israelites were going to go through the Red Sea.
然后后面是海。
It was the sea. And the,
然后就后面前面是海，
front,
后面是追兵。
The sea before them and the enemies behind them.
好像没有路可以走了。
The entire way has been shut up.
但他告诉我们说。当这个瓦器四面受敌的话，你可以不被困住。
But here it tells us that even though you know we are this earthen vessel was troubled on every side, but would not be distressed.
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候我们真的是四面受敌，被困住。
It seems like many times we have been troubled on every side.
其实我可以告诉弟兄姊妹啊，就算那个小孩子都可以把我们困住。
Even kids can kind of trouble us on every side.
就是。你好像拿他没办法，对不对
？You
拿他没办法，就是你没办法改变他。
Oh, you can't change him.
对他碰到一个，有时候不管一个、几个，或者是很多个。
Maybe one or thing or many things.
对，其实老实说，我最怕教我最怕教主日学。
Frankly, I'm very afraid. Most afraid to teach Sunday school.
对，以前教的时候，我觉得比带查经还紧张。
I was more nervous to teach them than to have the Bible study.
对，但是这所以我意思说啊，有时候好像这个事情困住了，所以你会祷告说，你会不会祷告说，我要让小孩子乖一点
？So will you pray, you know, to the Lord for the kids to be more well behaved?
对。然后我们以为说让小孩子乖就是那个 omega。
We thought you know maybe to have the kids be well behaved then it's the omega。
哎，其实可能不是。
Maybe in fact it's not。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为在这个瓦器里面，它让我们四面受敌困住。
Because in this earthen vessel, it let us be troubled on every side。
主的 omega 是要我们这个人身上。有主的生命写出来。
But what the Lord, His Omega is that our and this person to have this life manifest in there.
所以，如果你单纯的在那里仰望主
，If you look to the Lord, look upon the Lord with a simple heart.
主赐给我从主来的忍耐。
The Lord will give patience that is His.
然后主赐给我这些小孩真麻烦，但是我还是爱他。
Even though these kids are kind of hard to deal with, but Lord still gave me the love to love them.
然后为他们祷告。
To pray for them.
你就发现这个是主要的 omega.
Then you realize that this is what the omega that what the Lord wants.
然后主就要把那个 那个贵重的那个分量好制作在我们的身上。
The Lord will put on what is of honor, precious into us.
然后比如说这个心里作难。
When we are perplexed.
这个心里作难好就是说那个人的智慧用人的智慧 有点到了尽头，你要选择上有点为难。
That man's wisdom is at the very, you're at your wit's end and you have difficulty making a choice.
然后你感觉有点迷失，不知道该怎么做决定。
So you're kind of lost and you don't know what to do.
所以这是心里作难。
So you're perplexed.
然后却可以不致失望，就是却可以不必迷惑。
But not in, but you not in despair.
我们弟兄举了一个想挺好的例子。
Our brother gave a really good example.
他说在那个 Houston 那边，他们聚会里面有一个弟兄。
That in Houston, amongst them there is this brother.
他说那个弟兄呢是在那个公司里面大 Houston 地区最高的那个位置最高的那个。
He was at the highest position in Houston.
结果那个公司把他那个裁掉。
But the company laid him off.
裁掉之后，整个 Houston 附近的地区呢，完全没有适合他的位置，因为他太高了。
But in Houston, there are no other jobs that suitable for him, because it doesn't require.
对，he cannot find a match.
Yeah, he cannot find a match.
Yeah, 所以他就必须要什么到 Atlanta, 什么 Seattle 那边找工作。
So you have to go to other cities in Atlanta and Seattle to find a job.
当然这个弟兄刚开始的时候。感觉为什么会这样子呢
？In the beginning, the brothers don't know why did this thing happen.
对，但是弟兄姊妹慢慢大家都有感觉哈，要为他留在 Houston 的事情祷告。
But gradually, brothers and sisters feel you know they should pray about his staying in Houston.
所以我们弟兄讲很有意思，每次这个弟兄要去西雅图找工作，请大家。帮我祷告，我在西雅图这个工作找的可以顺利。
So every time you know he's out to look for a job, you know he went, you know, for example, he goes to Seattle and he asks brothers and sisters, please pray that you know I'll find successfully, you know, a good job there.
然后当大家跟他一起祷告的时候，就说主啊，请你把他留在 Houston, 留在 Houston.
So when they're praying, they say, Lord, please keep him in Houston, please let him stay in Houston.
大家都气坏了，说我现在去西雅图就是要被雇用，你要留在 Houston.
So he was pretty mad that you know he wants to be hired, and that you know if he goes to Seattle, but they want him to stay in Houston.
所以感谢主，他一开始的时候，蛮多的这个抱怨。
In the beginning, you know, he has a lot of complaints.
然后到了三四个月之后，大家发现这个弟兄安静了。
After four, you know, 3 to 4 months, you know, he quiet down.
然后他就在那里用他这个得来的这个时间呢，好好的追求主。
So he used the time that he has at that time to pursue the Lord.
所以当他也其他地方也没找到。
He didn't find any, you know, job at other places.
但好像过了，好像是九个月之后。
Probably about 9 months later.
结果同个公司把他恢复原职。
The same company restored his position.
对，因为他们当初裁错了。
Because they have laid off the wrong position.
Okay, 所以弟兄姊妹，我们现在要问一个问题。
So brothers and sisters, we have to ask a question here.
这个弟兄从时间从那个开头的时候，他失去了那个工作。
From the beginning, where he lost the job.
然后到了九个月之后呢，他又回到那个工作。
Until 9 months later, he returned to the job.
就可以想一想哈，这个弟兄绕了一圈，什么都没有变。
So you know, the whole circle, you know, he well, there wasn't change.
对他原来就在这公司工作，现在又回到这公司工作，同一个位置。
He returned to the same position in the same company after 9 months.
环境上这个整个情况没有改变啊。
It seemed like on the outside nothing has changed.
那我们要问主为什么要做这个事情啊
？Then we have to ask the Lord why did He do this thing?
对，不是你就做得好好的，同样的情况就一直维持下去，那不是很好吗
？Why not let Him just stay in His position?
所以主的目的跟 Omega 在哪里
？Where is the Lord's purpose and His Omega？
所以弟兄姊妹，我想大家也可以知道。
Brothers and sisters can know。
在这个过程里面呢，我们这个弟兄被主得着。
And this whole process, our brother was gained by the Lord.
他过去是抱怨的，不晓得在工作事项怎么处理。
In the past, he only complained. He doesn't know what to do in this matter of his work.
但是他被主带到一个地步，他安稳的。安稳的安息在主的面前。
But he was brought by the Lord to a point where he could rest in the Lord.
在这个过程里面，这个弟兄被制作成一个有分量的弟兄。
That in the process he was being made to be one of measure.
所以好像主绕了一圈回到原点。
So the Lord took him on a big round and bring him back to the same place.
Yeah, 但你会发现。这个人被改变。
Yes, this person has been changed.
所以，比如说我们姊妹有早产的情况。
For example, our sisters have they went through premature birth labor.
所以我们一听到怎么早产啊，那个小孩子那么小，好可怜，就放在那个保温箱里。
When we hear about premature birth, we always think that is so pitiful, so hard that the kid has to be put into an incubator.
对对对，
okay.
所以我们马上祷告就说主啊，祷告这个孩子能够健康，然后这个妈妈能够好好的恢复。
So immediately we pray, Lord, that the kid will be healthy and the mom can have a good recovery.
啊，这个祷告是好的。
This is a good prayer.
但是我们就像刚刚讲，我们问主，我这些事情要怎么祷告
？But like we said before, we should ask the Lord, how should I go about praying?
你真正的旨意跟你最后那个 Omega 是什么
？What is your purpose and your ultimate your Omega?
所以当我在祷告的时候
，So when I pray,
啊，主好像就给我说，你应该为他们祷告，让主的恩典够他们用。
So the Lord speaks to me to to pray that the Lord's grace will be sufficient for them.
然后在这个过程当中呢，我们的姊妹跟她的弟兄呢，好好的倚靠主的恩典。
Then in this process, our sister and her husband will lean on God's grace.
让主的生命呢，能够超，让主的生命跟安息呢，能够越过他们心中的忧虑跟身体上的疲惫。
That the Lord's life and His peace.His rest will surpass what they're going through.
你会发现，在这个神为什么让这个胎儿早产，对不对
？Why did the Lord let this baby come premature?
那你会发现，主有他的心意的。
The Lord has His purpose.
他要在这个过程里面，让主的生命在我们弟兄姊妹身上有机会能够彰显出来。
That in this process, His life will be make manifest in our brother and sister.
对，心里作难。
That even though we are perplexed,
这个事情怎么办？我不晓得该怎么办。
What do we do?
但是主，因着主给我们这个 Omega.
But because the Lord has given us this Omega,
我现在知道说，哦，早产的婴孩对我们主有他的 Omega， 有他的目的。
That this premature baby, the Lord has His purpose.
哦，我知道主今天把我这个工作裁掉了。我有他的目的。
That the Lord have me laid off, He has His purpose.
他要把那个贵重的那个性情哈，制作在我们里面。
To put this character with that is of honor to build it in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是看不见。
This is what we don't see.
我们看见那个婴儿这个健康，这个是眼睛看得见。
When we see the baby is healthy, this is what that we can see.
然后我们看见一个弟兄得着工作，找到工作，这个是看得见。
When a brother gets a job, this is what that can be seen.
然后我们看见一个小孩变乖了，那是看得见。
A child well behaved, that is you can see it.
但有一些事情是看不见。
But some things you cannot see.
他坐在我们里面的时候，那个目的，那个荣耀放在我们里面的时候，那个是看不见。
The glory that is put in us, that is worked into us, that is not, you are not able to see that.
但是看得见的事情哈会过去。
What can be seen is only temporal.
但是那个看不见的能够存到永远。
But the things which are not seen are eternal.
然后有的时候我们受到逼迫。
When we are persecuted.
哎，弟兄姊妹，我们这个很少有人被逼迫，就是。
Not many have gone through persecution.
但他那个比较一般的意义。
It's more general.
就是说，我们遇到敌对的环境。
when we are in opposing circumstance.
然后那个整个环境不效力。
That you know, the whole circumstance is not working in our way.
然后我们好像失去了依靠，因为我们平常是靠环境嘛，现在失去依靠。
So we have nothing to lean on.
但是感谢主，我们虽然在环境的不效力当中，主却不撇下我们。
But thank the Lord that even in such circumstance, the Lord did not forsake us.
对，弟兄姊妹，我们有些时候我们有这个老板的问题。
Sometimes yeah, we have difficulty with our boss.
对，就是我们的老板对我们不怎么样。
The boss is not very good to us.
这我比较没有经历。
I do not have such experience.
我很多老板都对我挺好。
My bosses in the past have all been really good to me.
不过最近就是老板们他们那个估量这个工作时间，他们那个叫什么 underestimate， 就是他以为很快就会做好，但其实很累。
When my boss underestimated the time that you know for a project.
Anyway， 就是说有的时候我们老板对我们并不是太好。
Sometimes they're not that good to us.
然后所以呢，不过主为什么要给我这个老板呢
？So why did the Lord give me this boss？
那这个 Omega 在哪里
？Where is this Omega？
我们碰到这种情况的时候，就祷告说：“哎呀，这个老板呐、啊，这个主啊，你掌管他的心，那个王的心在耶和华手中像垄沟的水，然后他就能够。”掌管他，让他这个给我恩典。
Or that you know you take care of the boss's heart, you know, the king's heart is in your hands, you know.
对，然后你让这个整个情况能够好一点。
That you turn the situation around.
的确，我们可以这样祷告。
We can pray this way. That there is no problem with praying this way.
但是你会发现，这个是看得见。
But this is what can be seen.
但是主为什么给我们这个不太好的老板
？Why did the Lord give us this boss that you know we have difficulty with？
我们能不能在这个情况底下呢，还能够有喜乐跟平安呢？我就这是一个问题。
That in such circumstance we can still have joy and peace。
然后好多环境都不效力啊，这个真是碰到这个事情就真的好倒霉啊。
That you know and with such circumstances is
不 lucky.
That you're not lucky.
对，弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒不讲 lucky 不 lucky 了。
For Christians, there's not we no such thing as you know being lucky or not.
对，所以因为这些的环境呢，很有目的，所以都严格来讲也都很 lucky， 对不对？都。
Because in all circumstances, God has His purpose.
对，所以在这些的情况底下呢。主要在我们身上有他的 Omega。
In all these circumstances, God wants to have His Omega in us.
我觉得常年弟兄的有一个态度是我觉得很好。
Our brother Chang has a really good attitude.
大家记不记得他说他到了Houston 之后，他的学业上的老板非常的苛刻。
Did you remember that he spoke about his his academic advisor was being really tough on him?
他以前提过，他说一去碰到他老板。
He said you know, when he goes to his office, he sees his boss.
然后他老板好像第一次就跟他说，在我的实验室里面是24/7是 24/7。
My lab is 24/7.
也就是说，你来到我的实验室里面呢，就是。一个礼拜七天，每天二十四小时。
That when you come to my lab, you know, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
所以我们弟兄说，在他老板手下，没有一个外国人毕得了业。
So under his boss, there was no foreigners that could graduate.
或者说一两年就赶快跑掉。
Most of them, you know, maybe after a couple of years, they leave.
当主开我们弟兄眼睛的时候
，when our Lord opens our brother's eyes,
他就从心里面深处。感谢主说，哇，今天有个人会讲我的。
And from the bottom of his heart, he said, Lord, you know, this I'm thankful because this person, there is this person that would
告诉我什么
？Like kind of tells me what that is not good.
所以真的是我们活到二十几岁之后，就很少人讲我了。
Maybe by the time we reach our 20s, nobody actually you know, will tell us what is wrong.
Yeah. 所以，弟兄姊妹，我们能够被讲，能够被有个柔软的心被讲，就是好的。
So if we have a real softened heart that will allow others to actually tell us what is wrong, it's good.
对，我们弟兄就从心中深处非常感谢主，说今天他借着一个人告诉他这些事情，让他能够好好的被提醒。
So from the depth of our brother's heart, he was very thankful to the Lord that, you know, the Lord brought this person to review, you know, what is in his, in him.
所以这个老板呢，成了他的属灵上的帮助。
So this boss became his, a help in his spiritual life.
所以他在这个过程里面呢，让把自己放下。
So in this process, he let himself, you know, he, yield himself.
这个叫做带着耶稣的死。
So this means to bring about the death of Christ.
当你这样子把自己放下之后呢？
When he laid his life down.
然后主耶稣的生命就充满在我们里面，让我们成长。
The life of the Lord Jesus will be growing in us and filling us.
所以真的是，我想我们主真的是他的带领真的是宝贵。
Our Lord's leading is precious.
他的意念高过我们的意念，他的道路高过我们的道路。
His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways higher than our ways.
所以我们需要透过主耶稣的眼光来看我们所发生的事情。
So we have to look through Jesus' eyes, what is happening in our life.
你就会发现所有的事情在我们身上发生的时候。
And you realize that all the things that happen in our life.
他都给我们机会，叫他的生命在我们身上。
Gives us the opportunity to have His life manifest in us.
然后把我们制作成一个贵重有分量的器皿。
There will be vessels of honor.
所以这次我就想了一下，说，哎，我就想说亚伯拉罕的一生。
So I thought about Abraham's whole life.
然后，哎，我想说亚伯拉罕一生这边漂流，然后到了他最后的时候呢，只剩下一块坟墓的地方。
So all his life he went about and at the very end it was just this burying ground.
也就是说他拥有的这个地哈，他到什么地都没有拥有，就是他自己的坟墓那块。
He did not own any land, but that where he was buried.
那如果从人的那个眼光来看的话，哇，这个人好像最后就是一块坟墓埋在那里。
But if you look from man's point of view, it's just at the very end of his life, it was just this burying ground.
可是在他的一生当中，我们称他叫信心之父。
But his life, we say, you know, he is father of faith.
也就是说，在他一生当中，主在那边制作他，他在凭着信心走他的人生的道路。
That the Lord was working in his life, that he was leading a life of faith.
就他就成为我们今天所有人的这个信心之父。
So he became the father of faith for all of us.
所以他的信心呢，成为我们一个很好学习的榜样。
So it becomes a really his faith becomes a very good example for us to learn.
然后那个有一个人叫做以诺。
This person Enoch.
他是生儿养女。
He has a lot of children.
然后他与神同行三百年。
And he walked with the Lord for 300 years.
如果你从人的外面的眼光来看。
So if you look with man's eyes,
这个人很平常，就是在那边生生小孩这样子。
This is just a person having some kids.
然后抚养小孩，然后就这样过正常的日子。
And bring the kids up, you know, and live a very normal life.
哎，可是非常的宝贵，他在这个三百年里面与神同行啊。
But what is precious is that in his whole 300 years, he walked with the Lord.
这个人制作到一个地步，一直不断的与神同行。
The Lord worked in him to the point that he walked with the Lord every step of the way.
然后最后他就直接被主被提了。
And he was being caught up with the Lord.
所以我们人的眼光跟那个属灵的眼光真的很不一样。
The physical eyes and the spiritual eyes are very different.
与神同行那是何等的宝贵。
How precious is this to walk with the Lord?
有的时候我们是打倒。
Sometimes we are being struck down.
好像，但是我们被击倒呢，却不被毁坏。
But we are not destroyed.
那个昨天晚上我就跟一个朋友谈福音。
I was sharing the gospel with a friend.
其实这朋友很有意思，他问我一个问题。
And the friend is really interesting.
Yeah.
And ask me a question.
对，他说啊，如果 如果你把你一生里面你能够跟我讲一个见证的话，你要讲哪一个见证？
If you can only tell me one testimony in your life, what is it?
对，对你来讲最重要的，你讲给我听。
Most important one, can you tell me?
这真是好问题。
This is a very good question.
然后我想了一下，我知道当我认识 Omega 事情的时候，这个真的是非常宝贵。
So I thought about it, and you know, when I learned about this Omega, this it was very precious to me.
然后我学到说要怎么样顺着生命的感觉去跟随主，这也很宝贵。
And to follow the life that is in me to and to follow the Lord this is very important too.
然后学习怎么祷告也很宝贵。
To learn to pray, this is very precious too.
不过这些我想讲的他通通都不会听得懂。
Although I want to tell him, he wouldn't understand.
所以我就跟他讲了一个我学生时期的一个很重要的一个经历。
So I speak to him of this experience that I had when I was a student.
对，就是我那个我的爱团体，就是我的那个学生的那个文件到期了。
That when my I-20, the document stamp was due.
要 expire 对。
Was going to expire.
然后只剩三个月。
I have 3 months left.
然后当我去那个国际学生想要申请延期
When I went to the international service
对他不让我延他不让我延期
They did not let me extend my stay
细节我不讲就是那个时候我的那个博士的材料过去的都不能用只有一点点开头
At that time I was doing a PhD and there was thisI can only use one part of the thing, very beginning of it, and the rest are all down the drain.
对，当他把我拒绝的时候
，when they rejected me,
我也是全身冰凉。
I was all cold.
就是哇，我说三个月，我这个博士不可能啦。
How am I going to finish my PhD in 3 months?
我最近才开始一个题目，可能可以变成这个博士论文。
I have only started on this topic that perhaps could become my dissertation.
那三个月真的不可能。
But 3 months, that is impossible.
我说我真的无颜回家见江东父老。
I have no face to I can't face my relatives.
我回来祷告。
So I came back and prayed.
我真的是心中很难过。
I was very sad.
我觉得我很像就是真的完全被击倒。
It's like I was being struck down.
然后但是我觉得在祷告当中主又给我了力量。
But in prayer, God gave me strength.
我说好吧，三个月那我就尽我所能去试试看。
So 3 months, I would do my best to try.
然后我就开始好好的更加的这个努力去做。
So I worked hard to finish it.
好，不过聚会通通都到，所以这个没有缺席。
But I was at all the meetings.
然后后来我们祷告之后，弟兄姊妹跟我也有感觉，应该再去试一下。
After praying about it, brothers and sisters, I should try again to go to the international student services to see if I could extend my I-20.
对，所以我这次试的时候是另外一个人跟我谈。
So another person chat with me.
他觉得我应该可以延期。
The person feels I could extend my stay.
但是他会去跟之前那个跟我拒绝的人要讨论一下。
But the officer have to discuss with the previous one who has already turned me down.
对，长话短说，我觉得后来主怜悯我，让他允许我延期。
Long story short, they extended my stay.
对，照规定我可以延12个月。
By law, I could extend for 12 months.
那我那个脸皮很薄。
But I was very thin skin, shy.
因为我曾经不好意思被拒绝过，我说那十个月就好了吧。
I did not feel right to because I've been turned down, so I said, well, just give me 10 months.
对，回来之后，你让弟兄就跟我说，你干什么？这个十二个月不拿，你为什么就拿十个月
？When I came back, the brothers asked me, why did you not take 12 months and took 10?
但不管怎么样，我就后来在这个之后的几个月真的是好好仰望主。
But the following months, I looked to the Lord.
主是我的智慧。
He is my wisdom.
主是我的力量。
And he is my strength.
他是我的藏身之处。
And he's my hiding place.
所以我真的是 真的是很稀，这不是我，我对不起，我讲这个不是夸夸我自己，我是夸夸我们的主。
I'm not speaking good about myself, but I'm saying I'm talking about the Lord.
因为我自己好多年只写了很可怜的几篇 paper 这样。
Because many years I've only finished, you know, very pitiful field papers.
也那个 quality 那个品质也不是太好。
The quality is not good. You know?
然后，但是在那个几个月的当中，我就写了四篇。
But in that few months, I finished four papers.
有两篇好像还不错这样。
Two pretty decent ones too.
所以当我在我final defense 就是拿到学位那天口试的时候，拿到学位。
On the day of my final defense.
我心中没有什么特别的感觉。
I do not have any special feeling in my heart.
我感觉很平静。
I felt very peaceful.
对，因为照着人的眼光来讲。我们的 Omega 学生的 Omega 是拿到学位。
In man's eyes, a student's Omega is to have his diploma.
但是我认识在这过程当中，主的 Omega 是要在我的身上彰显他的荣耀。
But I learned through this process that God's Omega is that in me He can manifest His own glory.
所以每一次当我想到这段时间的时候
，Every time I think about this period of time in my life，
当我都很感谢我的主。
I thank my Lord.
我觉得他实在太奇妙。
That He is amazing.
有一个故事大家可能听过，有一个比方也大家听过。
Maybe an illustration that you have heard before.
就是说，我们好像一艘船行在这个海上。
It's as if we are like a boat sailing on the sea.
然后我们看见很多的难处，好像礁石一样在前面。
That we see a lot of difficulties like
礁石，那个。海上的礁石
，rocks，
OK，
in the sea，
yeah， OK， 所以如果我们这个船直接撞礁石的话，碰到这个难处的话，我们船就沉了。
If we were to run into them, then we would sink。
所以当我们用人的眼睛来祷告的时候，我们说主啊，把这个礁石拿开。
So when we you know if we were to with man's eyes, we would pray, Lord, to remove these difficulties。
但主的道路高过我们的道路。
But the Lord's way is above our way.
你会发现他的 Omega 呢，是让他的生命好像丰满在我们身上。
His Omega is that his life is like you know it's all filled up and that it's full and his fullness.
所以他把那个水涨高。
That he raises the water up.
那个礁石还在。
The rocks are still there.
但是那个船呢，因着水涨高，他就平安的度过那个礁石。
But even though because of the water rising, the boat can just sail past at them.
所以过去我知道有这个比方。
In the past, I've heard of this illustration.
但是当我经历主的恩典的时候
，But when I experience God's grace,
那我就可以做见证。
I can testify.
对，主啊，是我们这个生命的丰富。
That He is of the fullness of our life.
他能够让礁石在，但是我却是平安的过去。
So even though the rock is there, yet I can go sail through it safely.
然后我们就经历了这个这个比方里面讲的这个美好的光景。
And we can experience this wonderful circumstance that was illustrated.
好，对不起，弟兄姊妹，我们记得主的 Omega 常常不是我们眼睛看得见。
Remember, brothers and sisters, that God's Omega many times is not what we can see with our physical eyes.
所以一切的环境，主要把那个荣耀的那个分量哈，制作在我们心里面。
Then in all circumstances, God is creating in us, is working in us this glorious measure.
让主的耶稣的生命充满彰显从我们身上出来。
That the life of our Lord Jesus can be manifest in us.
好，我们有一个祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你实在是用何等奇妙的手段在那里引导我们。
You have led us with amazing hands.
虽然有时候我们表面看不明白。
Lord, maybe we do not understand on the surface.
主，但是开我们的眼睛。
But Lord, open our eyes.
叫我们看见你在我们身上实在有一个这个荣耀的旨意。
Lord, that you have this glorious purpose in our life.
主啊，愿你的生命能彰显在我们身上。
That your life will be made manifest in us.
愿你把那个荣耀的那个分量能够制作在我们身上。
That this glorious measure will be made in us.
我们感谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. 好，对不起。